Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Even the short people, everyone's welcome here. Coming up on this week's Altitudinous Show, Kindle Gaming, Gaming Kindle. It's the biggest crossover since Crisscross announced it was over in 96. Mac Daddy. iOS 4.1 has landed. Have you taken an HDR snap yet? News on the Samsung Galaxy Tab. And it's Google, but faster. It's Google Instant Launch, plus a bevy of other Google features. We'll be rounding them all up for you, as well as taking a look back at Google Doodles of yore. And by we, I mean the wonderful Luke Peters and Mr. T3 himself. It's Duncan Bell!
No.
Welcome.
Hello.
Just before we start.
And?
You know we got reviewed this week by Edgy Podcast Reviews.
My favourite podcast reviewing website.
They are the
possibly.
Premier podcast reviewer. Yeah, it's episode 101 if you want to check it out. We're about 9 minutes in. We got 4.5 stars... out of 10. No, 4.5 stars out of 5. Do you know what they said was missing?
What do they say was missing, Dan?
It was Ree Morgan! She's here! She's back!
That's why.
It's
Ree. I saw Edgy
Bloody
reviews
Morgan.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to come back.
You see?
To give them 5.
That's the power of Edgy.
So, yes, we got the return of Ree.
Welcome
anyone,
back, Ree.
Any more for any more with
Can
the
I get a rewind?
Yep. It's anyway. A good one.
Yeah.
Anything down?
We're back to the original lineup.
Yeah, that's a good
you
one.
Reap what you sow.
What?
It's nice to be back. Thanks, anyway.
And also,
it was Daddy Mac, just on a point of order.
No.
I can't let that one go.
There was the Mac Daddy, and there was Dad. It was their two middle names. One was Mac Daddy, and one was Daddy Mac.
We're talking about Crisscross.
Oh, really?
Not
yeah.
Really Morgan, right?
Yeah, we are talking about Crisscross.
Oh, that completely passed me by. I thought one of them was called Daddy Mac.
No.
And the other one was just called something else. Chris.
No, it was their middle names. One of their middle names was Mac Daddy.
Because they wore their trousers back to front.
Yeah, everything was...
So their names also back to front.
Everything was Crisscross, and it was Crisscross with a K, of course.
That was quite edgy.
Whoa. Mm. This is the most high concept band there has ever been, basically.
There we go. It's my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dan.
Dan's birthday. This is the most
I brought
celebratory...
He's bought his own cake.
Well, you know, Ree's back. It's my birthday.
I did. I got you a birthday card, but I didn't print off.
There's more cake.
That one.
That looks a bit like a
dog turd.
Strawberry turd.
Don't say that.
There we go. But
that looks like a pink shit on top of a cake.
Well, this is a great technology podcast. I've missed you guys.
Help yourselves. Anyway, Duncan.
So for the whole rest of the podcast. Do what, Dan?
After all that excitement, would you like to bring us all down with some trivial inconvenience that's impacted on your life this week?
Well, my back's still quite sore. And as bits of me are falling off...
This is a technology podcast.
No, well, I was doing a very smooth link there.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
You ballsed it up.
Not for the first time.
Birthday or no birthday, you're still shit. What was I saying? Yeah, as bits of my body fall apart and decay, and funnily enough, my I've had this laptop for ages, and it's doing the same thing. It's got to that point in a gadget's life where every time I pick it up, something falls off it. So there's like a little on-off switch for the Bluetooth, and I have no reason to turn the Bluetooth, so I just vaguely brushed it, and that fell off the other day. And all the little bits of rubber on the bottom that are meant to kind of support it, they all come off
one
by one.
You can check them out.
It's like an old dog.
First it's like a human. It's like, you know, kind of, you know, as you age, your hair falls out, as I know all too well. Like the little bits of rubber falling off a bit like that. But now this particular laptop has reached the point, it is more like an old dog where it's got a webcam. It's literally gone blind because the webcam has failed completely, I discovered the other day.
It keeps barking, the hard drive keeps barking.
Yeah, and it keeps on pissing on my carpet.
Battery's leaking.
And
there we go.
Bumping into things.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm going to have it put down. But that made me think it'd be a great, you know, if you got a gadget you've had for a long time, I'd be stretching a point to say that I loved this particular laptop because it's always been rubbish. But, you know, you could have a nice, kind of very dignified sort of veterinary type service for...
A funeral service for your...
Well, not exactly funeral, but you just take it there and they say... it's probably kindest just to take it. So then they like whip out all the memory chips, all the reusable bits. Mm. you know, like carrying a donor card, really, I suppose. And then they could, like, stuff your gadget with sawdust and put it in a glass case.
Or, well, you could dig a hole at the bottom of the garden.
And just quietly, or flush it down the loo, perhaps.
Or in a sack with a bag of bricks. Into the canal. Don't do that with dogs, by the way.
No.
That was a joke about... That was an internet meme I was referring to there, and that's not the kind of thing I do, so don't send me hate mail.
I felt a bit like this. My ThinkPad is still in the cupboard. You know, the hinges have gone. It's pretty knackered. It will boot up, just about. But, you know, I feel terrible just, you know, letting go of it.
I know, so you don't want to just, like, fob it off to somebody on eBay. So I think a dignified end for these things.
Good. All right, we'll try and come up with something along those lines. Anyway, on to our top story, and it is that Kindle, yes, Kindle, is ditching books for gaming. All right, it is sticking with the books. But,
you mean Amazon?
But word on the street is it's about to turn into a gaming platform as well.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, Amazon is ditching.
Yeah, Amazon is, yeah. Is this sort of keeping up with the iPad for Amazon?
Well, the iTunes store is probably making a lot of money. It's going to make a lot of money with gaming.
Yeah,
Amazon want a slice of that, but surely you need some decent hardware first.
Well, this is why I'm thinking the Kindle. You know, just soup it up a bit. And what,
you just make it not black and white.
Yeah. Exactly. So color screen. It'd be a bit like the iPad. Basically,
very much like that.
Just make it into the iPad. Just turn it into the iPad.
But also, of course, subscription gaming, things like that. I mean, it's
all the stuff that Apple are gonna match.
Amazon does have a big user base installed, as they like to say. My first thought with this was basically, that's a terrible idea. Why are they getting into that? But then I thought, although they've come late to things in the past, they've made quite a good job of it. Their MP3 store, you couldn't say that directly is what caused iTunes to kind of double its bitrate and bring down its prices. But you have to say it did happen quite a short space of time after Amazon introduced their MP3 store. So that's, in terms of pushing competition, it could be a really good thing. And the MP3 store is really good. That's the other thing. I mean, they did come in and actually get it right pretty much straight away.
And Apple do react in a kind of positive kind of way when things like this happen. Like, the Samsung Tab was announced, and suddenly a day after, some blurry pictures of the iPad 2 around the internet.
How did that happen?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess Amazon will make it. The thing I always think about Amazon is it's like this massive shop that's... I think it's really good, and I think it's widely respected. It's basically seen as the model for online retail, isn't it? Nobody else really does it as well as Amazon. But you always think, does it actually make any money?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Seen a profit? They have to have these massive warehouses full of books and CDs and everything, you know, and nobody knows the margins on these things are really low. So do they actually make any money from it? Possibly not. So it's kind of imperative for them to push into as many kind of software-based things as they can.
Exactly.
And they've spent a lot of money on their, I can't remember what it's called, SS9 cloud storage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're big in cloudy...
Land.
Circles.
Yeah. They're one of the biggest clouds out there.
Cloudland. That's a level in...
Mock Dan, this time next year, you'll be wondering where you can get the best service from.
This has all been prompted by Microsoft Director of Game Platform Strategy, whose name I cannot pronounce, André Vrignaud, possibly.
Vrignaud.
Yeah, that seems like that seems plausible. Moving to Amazon. This is what he wrote on his blog. Can't really talk about the details at this point, but it'll become pretty evident soon enough, and you all know where my passions lie.
It
could mean anything. He went on to add that he is excited about where Microsoft is going in the next few years, but very intrigued about what Amazon is looking to do.
So what's he doing? Is he moving or not?
He is moving, but he was trying to be a bit vague about what he was moving for.
Okay.
You see.
Right.
Are you intrigued?
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued and I'm excited about where Microsoft is going, and I'm intrigued about what Amazon is looking to do.
Surely the best thing Amazon could do is just rent games to all the platforms.
That would make sense.
If there was a way to do that. Mm. To the PSP, for example.
Via the cloud.
Via the cloud.
Tricky,
rent games on your Xbox or your PS3 via Amazon.
But the thing is, Apple had such a big success. Well, again, do they actually really make money out of it? I have no idea. But they had a massive kind of publicity success with the iTunes thing, which is, so they're basically owning both the hardware that you play it back on and the content deliverance system. I'm bringing out all the jargon this week.
Yeah.
And the, so they're like America's biggest record store now, aren't they? They overtook Walmart a few years ago. So I guess everybody wants to follow that model. They want to have the hardware and the software and the delivery.
And mark my word, Kindle Gaming. Pong is going to be...
the only games that are going to appear on the Kindle right now are Snake and a really primitive, Tetris.
Surely
a really
Tetris.
Primitive form of Pac-Man.
Tetris is going to be.
Which was primitive.
From Little Acorns. Vrignord has form, though. Vriggy, as I'm calling him from now on. he was at Microsoft for 8 years. They credit him with helping turn Microsoft into a top-ranking games brand.
Mm.
Who's they?
Can Amazon become a top games brand?
Well, you know, I mean, they're a big brand. Do they have the liquidity required to conquer the gaming market?
Who knows?
Microsoft certainly did have enough. They could just throw cash at the Xbox until the problem went away, if you know what I mean. Can Amazon do the same?
I think the only way Amazon are going to do it is if they partner up with the big gaming platforms and deliver something in conjunction with them rather than launching their own.
Oh, I don't think they'll be making their own games, but they'll do like what the iTunes Store is, which is sell other people's artistic property and deliver it.
Yeah, exactly. I think if they made something, it could end up being like the Gizmondo, the worst gaming machine
ever.
They will.
If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's well worth reading about.
Because like all the Kindles up to now, there's no way gamers would be infused about them.
But it could be the next step for the Kindle. Looking at this from the other way around, Vriggy leaving Microsoft, he's not the first big name to go. Some suggestion that it's sort of rats deserting a sinking ship.
Are you calling Vriggy a rat?
Well, there's problems still reported with Kinect's cameras, Xbox 360 starting to look creaky. You know, is he...
Is the Xbox 360 starting to look creaky?
We have a persistent tweeter as well that keeps banging on saying, oh, the Xbox 360 is dead and all this, you know, and basically for gamers saying it's a write-off.
That's what gaming fans always say, though.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree, can we, that Kinect... doesn't look particularly exciting under closer examination.
But I think we can also agree that to say that their problems are reported, it's not even launched. It's launched in like a month and a half.
So our next issue is like the kind of big gaming issue.
Yeah.
And so we're having to kind of think about, well, okay, what could you do with the Kinect? And every single thing that we thought of, every genre of game, we thought, how would you do that on the Kinect? And then we thought, you couldn't do that on the Kinect, or if you did try and do it on the Kinect, it would be really poor. And that was because we were thinking through each one in turn. And it was like, you know, how would you have a platform game? You can't have a platform game. Even the driving game, you know, people say, well, you don't need a steering wheel. You just stand there moving your hands. But you just think, well, people don't want to do that. Yeah. They want to hold a steering wheel. So everything about the Kinect.
You could use a dinner plate.
You could use a dinner plate.
A dog.
But I think all the games for Kinect are going to be like Dance Dance Revolution and like Fit Me Up or whatever.
And Virtual Boy.
And all right. Yeah, and the grooming simulators that Lionhead are knocking
out. Yes. Anyway, much more to get through. So let me say, here is the news. They said it would, and it had! Just 1 week after its unveiling, Apple's iOS 4.1 has hit the web bang on time for anyone packing an iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 3G, or a second through to fourth generation iPod Touch.
It adds a string of new improvements, including Game Center for multiple gaming, HDR photos, and fixes to the proximity sensor. Bad news if you're a 3G owner, though, as there'll be no Game Center for you. You will need to get a much-needed performance boost, though.
Yes. Are you eagerly awaiting the Samsung Galaxy Tab? Well, it's already shown up on Vodafone's Coming Soon section with rumours of an 11th of October touchdown. Three has also confirmed it's getting on the act with a contract-free pay-as-you-go offering. Got there in the end.
Meanwhile, tablet fans should keep an eye out for HTC's press conference on Wednesday when it's expected they'll reveal their iPad rival, as well as a Froyo Young and Hit... Froyo Running HTC Desire HD, but we'll think it'll be the suspected HD3, now redubbed the HT7, to fit with its Windows Phone 7 status. That'll steal the show.
Look out for that HD7. Microsoft has officially announced its first Kinect bundle that we've just trashed as it prepares to do battle with Sony's PlayStation Move. Arriving on the 10th of October, gamers can pay £299.99 for the Xbox 360 Kinect sensor, Kinect Adventures, and the new 250GB Xbox 360.
Microsoft's been showing off some new Kinect titles in Japan, including the provisionally named The New Brain Training, where you answer with your body. The game will accompany Kinect on its Japan launch in Japan. Check out t3.com for the video.
Yeah, Yes, very, very much provisionally.
Froyo running is really hard to say. It's like a tongue twister.
What were you pointing
I
at
was just
me?
Is it 10th of October or 10th of November?
I thought it was 10th of November, but is it 10th of October?
No. You said 10th of October.
Did I? It's 10th of November.
Okay.
I just there you go.
New hosts,
today.
Please.
Yeah.
Can we have someone who can read?
Talking of Japanese stuff, has anyone seen that Rooney YouTube viral thing?
No, I've heard about it.
In the style of The Sims, they've got him cavorting, if that's the expression, and then being chucked out by Colette, is it?
Colleen.
And then failing to hit the side of a barn, which I thought was the cleverest bit, because I thought, why is he suddenly in the countryside and why is there a barn and what's he doing? And there's, he's kicking a ball and he's missing it. So it's a visual pun. In fact, it's almost like the new brain training where you answer with your body. He was doing that with his body. That is such a brilliant name for a game. I hope they actually do call it that.
There's a big, in Japan, they always go for kind of literal names of things, don't they? So
lots of words.
Very much, yes. Well, time to see what you have been tweeting. To T3DOTCOM Dunk.
Well, Malwyn Gough, I'm guessing.
Sounds a bit Welsh.
He or she
is Malwyn Gough, I'd say.
Yeah,
sorry, Ray.
Sorry.
That was better than.
It might not even be Welsh.
That was better than Dan's attempt to say
that name. Yeah.
Which is the correct
Anyway, what does Malwyn Gough say?
Well, she says, look, you, the new Nano is lovely now. It's so different from previous generations, I'm surprised they didn't rename it iPod Pico. Well, yeah. Very good point, Malwyn.
I think Malwyn's trying to be a bit clever there, because a Nano is a billionth, it's 10 to the power 9, and a Pico is a trillionth, it's 10 to the power 12.
Well, thanks for patronising us all by assuming we didn't know that, Dan.
Well, we could have some GCSE students listening.
It's just that, you see, surely a trillionth is smaller than a billionth, so they wouldn't go with Pico, would they? They'd go with the bigger one.
But either is not a billionth or a millionth times smaller or a trillionth times smaller.
My line on it would be that it's so different from previous generations, I'm surprised they didn't rename it the iPod Rubbish. Because that seems to me to be the main difference that it's got to previous Nanos. But
yeah. I'm sure they floated that one. Maybe just didn't get there in the end.
Very angry memo from Steve Jobs. Not to be called iPod Rubbish, underlined three times.
Frantic scrabble to redesign the packaging before it goes out.
Jonathan Ive, like, oh shit. I've just designed a new font for everything.
Oh, never mind. Luke.
Brighton Blagger has asked, did you sort out the voting thing on your awards comp page? After all the choices I made, it would not complete. I was unaware that there were any problems.
I think it was fixed yesterday.
There you go.
Well, there you go. So
Reed was aware.
Yes.
Yeah. But voting closes imminently.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah,
Friday,
you may it.
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
So you might, Brighton Blagger, if you listen to this, get online as quickly as you can. Again.
Friday the 10th.
It's not a second to lose.
Which is today, in fact.
If you're listening to this on Saturday, in fact, it's too late.
It's too late.
It is today.
There
it
we
is
go.
Today, Friday the 10th.
Excellent.
Because this is live.
Yes, and we don't...
Oh, I always forget that. Yes, sorry.
There we are. Right, okay, Ree, what do you have?
I've got one from Paul Diablo.
Right,
hi, man. New phone time!
Exclamation mark.
Do you think Hammer he actually time. Talks like that?
Possibly.
Well, if you could... Yeah, anyway. Currently have HTC Hero, don't want iPhone. Should I go for Samsung Galaxy or wait till Oct for Desire HD? Question mark.
Wow, Dunk, have you seen the Desire HD? I know it was doing the rounds the other day in a sealed box, but...
No, I've only seen the kind of online pictures, so I'm loathe to say anything because the online pictures may be of something else entirely that's been photoshopped. But it looked... the online pictures look very good.
Yeah,
I've got the Samsung Galaxy.
I've heard it's very good.
It is very good.
It's currently my favourite phone.
Is it?
I've got to say, but we'll see. I mean, Wednesday is when we'll find even more about the HD, so I guess we'd have to give you our answer next week, possibly.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll get back to you on that, Paul.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Either is very good, though.
Tweet us again in about 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
I think that's what we're
saying. We've also had our regular missive from Lord Otter.
He's new.
You've missed Lord Ottery. Yeah.
It's a slippery one.
Yeah. Thanks for clearing up Parpgate. Dunk made a Willy joke. He didn't say Willy, actually. I've changed that. Dunk
Cock.
Duncan.
I believe is the word he is.
Dunk made a Willy joke. 7 is enough.
7 inches is enough.
Yeah, that's the key to the joke.
Which made me laugh like a beef queen, which sounds rude. There we go. Thanks, Lord Otter.
That's very terrible.
Did he used to be called Beef Queen? Because that was somebody else who used to tweet us.
Captain Beefheart,
wasn't
it?
With kind of very random tweets.
Could have been.
He included a photograph of himself as well, and I clicked on the link, and the photograph that came up was with like a really small boy. But that turned out to be, I think that was the wrong photo, because in the same Picasso feed, there are then some photos of like...
Is it not an otter?
No, sure, no, it was like a guy wearing jodhpurs, though.
Oh, Christ.
To go with the Lord bit, I suppose.
Okay. And a bushy, slippery tail.
There we are. Yes.
Quite possibly.
With whiskers. Good.
He was fully dressed, so
anyway,
I can tell.
Anyway, who's brought us something to class for our Gadget of the Week?
Is that still my job?
I don't know. No, don't worry about it. It's
we've seconded this one to Luke this week because he got sent all the new iPods.
All of them.
Which we have talked about a hell of a lot. But
all three. Yeah.
Okay. But now, got
now
hands on.
Physically got them. Yep. What do you make of the iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle and
so
iPod Touch 4? Jen?
In essence, the Touch and the Shuffle are updates.
Okay.
And the Touch more in line now with the iPhone 4. With its better screen, and stuff.
I think we all like the Touch, don't we? It got five stars.
It's honestly, if you've got it in your hand, it is so. I mean, it's so small, so thin, so light, and it's a real.
Having dismissed
it, we say this all
it,
the time, a future product. It feels not, really futuristic in your hand.
It's still like for me, it's still like in a way the best gadget you can get, but. You can do so much more with phones now that you don't need a separate MP3 player. So it's like,
yeah.
But it's still such a lovely thing because it doesn't need an aerial. The back can be made of metal, and it's that kind of curved metal that is what gives it such a.
It's good.
You know, it's like sort of. It's got a kind of Japanese sensuality to it.
The screen's great. The HD video capture is really good. The audio quality is very good. It's £329 for the most expensive 64 gigs. That's quite a big outlay, but. The main issue with all these lineup is the where the Nano sits in this lineup
or Pico
whatever you call
or
it
or the rubbish
or the rubbish. What use you're gonna have from it, because the Shuffle's £39 and if it's aimed at people that just want to go running or exercising, £39 got
great.
2 gig of storage, just clip it on, it's really nice and light and robust. And that's it. The Nano pretty much does everything that does, but it's got a touchscreen that offers you an FM radio. To view
and
the opportunity
Nike
to
Plus.
Nike Plus and a pedometer. If you,
you watch video,
to do no, you can't watch videos. No video camera.
No camera. Zoom, no browser.
And the screen is so small that the photo having your photos on is pretty gimmicky, to be honest. And it's £129.
I just don't understand.
I've got to be honest. I think it's going to completely tank. But then every time I say that about it, it immediately flies off the shelves. And never stop selling, but
so excellent. Yeah. So whereas, I mean, for an extra £50, you can get an 8 gig iPod Touch.
Oh, there we go. That settled that then. Now, as the search giant announces a bevy of new features, T3's been having an oogle at every doodle from Google. this has been sparked by Google's latest interactive doodle, welcoming homepage visitors with an explosion of coloured balls that react. To your mouse cursor. It's sort of an animated Google Doodle. Do we love these oodles?
They're a bit of fun, aren't they?
I always think it's quite witty the way that they change so often. But then if you look at a load of them in one go, as obviously we did for this thing, not wanting to be horrible, I did slightly think, oh, actually, these are a bit crap. but as you see them as the days go by and they just come up and you're like, that's quite
a
clever.
Welcome little witty.
Or they tie it into something that's happening in you know,
I mean, they're not, I guess, meant to be great works of art. And they're not.
They're fun.
To be fair, but they're a lot of fun, aren't they? That's
do you think
they
did it to represent how fun Google are as a brand?
I rather fear they did.
In their office. They're just such a fun company.
As I finish my cake.
The Googleplex. Can I ask a question?
They've got a slide in their office.
Did the Googleplex feature in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes, it is a reference to something like that.
There's a lot of references. Trillion.
Oh, no, hang on. No, Googleplex is a very large number. That was what it was.
Right. But that's what Google called it.
Googleplex is like a trillion, right? Trillion or something. Or a quadrillion, quadrillion.
Bit of trivia for you. The first Google Doodle was in honour of the Burning Man Festival of 1998. It was designed by Larry Page and Sergey Brin to notify users of their absence in case the servers crashed.
That says a lot about what they do in their free time going to the Burning Man Festival in Nevada.
There you go.
What's just the Burning Man Festival?
It's that weird random festival where just a load of nut jobs go out into the desert and burn stuff.
Nut jobs stroke people that like having good fun. It's like Mad Max.
Fun people.
It's got a video I've never been, but it's like a Mad Max, lots of fire, lots of naked people, lots of...
Naked?
T3 should probably be
lots
there,
lots of techno.
I think, for next time.
Kind of...
And lots of Americans having fun in the desert.
Yeah, they're all now designed by Dennis Huang, who started as an intern 10 years ago.
But they have had.
Well done, Dennis.
I'm pretty sure that they've had guest artists do bits of. I can't give you any examples.
I was imagining.
But I seem to remember that they did.
We should probably pick out some favourites because they're all on T3.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favourite, Duncan?
My favourite was there was a visit to the Googleplex by the Queen, God bless her. And or maybe to the UK headquarters, actually, rather than
possibly.
The Googleplex. Yes, I think it was. Mm. So they had the Queen's head incorporated into the Google logo.
What a lovely head.
Which
it is
a great patriot. Yeah. I was God bless her.
Yes.
She's 937 years old and she still knows what Google is.
Ree, there she is.
Ree, what do you like?
I'm going to go with Pac-Man.
Oh, the Pac-Man. Yeah, we were looking
at
that.
That was the most popular one, wasn't
I think that's great. That's the one where they made it look like
the
Pac-Man maze. Yeah.
Well, it was playable.
Yeah.
And it caused a lot of work servers and things to crash because everybody in the office was
excellent. Luke,
I'm going to tell you what I didn't like. Oh. I didn't like the Pavarotti one. Was that right? Forgive me. Is the man dead?
Yes,
he is dead. But he wasn't when that happened.
Right,
that was for his birthday.
Did they jinx him?
I don't know because no,
it wasn't
he was.
Very imaginative. They just replaced the L with a
singing
figure of Pavarotti. Yeah. But because he's such a large figure of a man, he doesn't look much like an L.
They aren't very imaginative by and large. I think he was very, very ill at the time. But then maybe they were trying to G him up a bit by putting him in the logo.
More imaginative is my favourite, which was the anniversary of Wallace and Gromit. I think it was their 20th anniversary or something like that since the first one, and there was loads of gadgets on a desk laid out in front of them that formed the word Google quite subtly, so if you just looked at it straight on you wouldn't quite realise. One was like a magnifying glass he was holding, that was the O, the lamp was a G.
That must have been designed by Aardman though, right?
I would imagine there was some cooperation going on there. Yes,
we'd hope so. Google just ripped it off.
Totally rip off that copyright. I think that was the best one because it was subtle. You see, that's what I like.
You say it was subtle, but are you sure it just wasn't very good?
No, it was great.
You have to look at it for ages to work out.
It was very complex. It looked like a Heath Robinson drawing or something like that. You know, it was very good.
Apt.
I liked it. Excellent. Well, they're all on teether.com. We should also mention the reason for this feature: all the new Google features, Google Instant Search.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it's quicker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this something Bing does? Are they just catching up here? Or are they trying to get one ahead of Bing?
I'm afraid, in common with most people on the planet, I've never used Bing.
Yeah.
So. Well, the funny thing was, talking about this feature, was it occurred to me that how long it's been since I've used the Google homepage.
So what
I don't use it. Well, because it's built into the search. Yeah. You have search bars on browsers.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
I personally, I've used it, and before if I haven't bookmarked anything, I'd search for a website, it would come up, it'd be the first one, it'll come up and I click it. So I've typed, return, click. Now, you type, it's there, you still have to return and click.
So it doesn't actually do anything for
you? I don't think it's going to speed up my searching at all. Okay. It's clever, but I don't think it's going to. It's interesting, if you live in the UK or wherever you live, just and you've got a spare 10 minutes where life doesn't mean anything, go through the whole alphabet and see what comes up first.
Yeah,
in the UK, it's all retail stores, pretty much. Oh. Apart from G, which you can imagine what G is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's like A is for Argos and B is for British Home Stores.
Bentles.
Bentles? That's kind of random, isn't it?
Priority email. What's that all about?
Oh, this is one of these things that, like, Google... This is the thing about Google. They're almost like kids in their bedroom, like, coming up with new ideas and then dispensing with them. It's like, oh, we'll try making a phone. Oh, that doesn't work. Let's try something else.
What is it
Google
all about,
Wave.
Then?
I have no idea.
It prioritises certain emails, so they're at the top.
All right.
But who gets many emails that they need that? I mean, that's just like...
Actually, my inbox...
Say which ones you want prioritised.
Yeah, that's the other thing is you have to teach it which ones to like.
Is that just not saying...
That could be useful. Because I have emails coming from different email addresses all going into my Google account. It would be quite nice to have, say, you know, ones coming to a particular email to always be at the top. I'd quite like that.
So you can do that. Yeah, I mean, if you've got, like, if you want from your boss or from your partner or whatever, you can prioritise that. But I think, I don't know, beyond that, is it going to be that useful? Like, how do you decide, oh, is Giles more important or is Nigel more important? Or I don't know if you're called Giles or Nigel. But
right, but if you did, you'd be busy ranking them.
I beg your pardon?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's about all we have time for. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and we're on iTunes every Friday, punching our way into the top 100. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.